You're welcome back to the news at one. Heathrow Airport remains closed this lunchtime after a fire at an electricity substation cut off its power. So far, more than 1,300 flights have been affected. The alarm was first raised at 11:30 last night, and this afternoon officials are scrambling to identify the cause of the blaze. London's Metropolitan Police said that while there was no indication of foul play, the Counter-Terrorism Command was leading inquiries. The International Air Transport Association, which represents airlines, said it would be a clear planning failure if Europe's busiest airport turned out to be dependent on a single power source without an alternative. London Fire Brigade Deputy Commissioner Jonathan Smith gave this update.
The fire involved a transformer comprising of 25,000 litres of cooling oil fully alight. This created a major hazard due to the still live high voltage equipment and the nature of the oil-fuelled fire. As of the most recent update that I have received, approximately 10% remains alight. And we are working with SSE to safely resolve this incident. As a result of the incident, there remains no power at Heathrow Airport Terminal 2 or Terminal 4.
The sudden shutdown left thousands of passengers searching for ways to get home. These travellers at London's Paddington Station have been trying to get alternative flights.
Everything's just up in the air. It's pretty stressful. And I'm worried about how much is it going to cost me to fix this. I've been looking at flights out of other airports in London, but there are not as many options because I think people are scooping them up. Even for flights tomorrow from other airports, very, very expensive, like over $1,000 and more than that, actually, like up to $2,000 just for this one-way trip.
I mean, stress, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because, like, too, like, we're flying to Minnesota, but our college is in Iowa.
And also we're missing some family celebrations at home.
Yeah, my mom's birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and so missing that's kind of going to be a pity.
So we're engaged, and we've had just horrible travel luck, it seems, our whole relationship. So, I don't know, we've had a hurricane out of season. You've gotten very sick.
I've gotten sick twice on one trip, and now the power outage.
Our London correspondent Tommy Meskell is at Heathrow for us this afternoon. Tommy, what's the latest from there?
Well, I'm standing on a flyover, Rachel, looking down on the airport where it's actually very, very quiet given that passengers are being told to stay away from the airport. I'm looking down on a stretch of road that is usually filled with traffic. Today, it is largely empty. This is Europe's busiest airport. Around 1,300 flights have been impacted today. We know that 70 between the UK and Ireland have been impacted, 34 at Dublin Airport, but also a number of flights at Cork, Shannon and Ireland West. Shannon Airport has facilitated a number of diversions, as have other airports nearby. I suppose the problem, though, is that other airports close to Heathrow do not have the capacity to take those extra flights. So the chaos that has been caused for the thousands of passengers that were due to use this airport in some shape or form today is really quite significant.
What are the authorities saying now about the likely cause of the fire at this electricity substation?
A short time ago, London's Metropolitan Police put out a statement, and they said that at this point there was no indication of foul play, but they are maintaining an open mind. They said that London Metropolitan Police's counter-terrorism unit will now be leading the investigation. The purpose of that is because of the impact the fire has had on critical infrastructure and also due to the resources that will be required to carry out this investigation. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer put out a statement earlier. He said he's being regularly briefed on the situation. A spokesperson for Downing Street has also been speaking in the past short while, and they said it was simply too early to say what the cause of the fire was. However, they did say that there were questions that had to be asked.
Are questions also being raised about how a fire several miles away could shut down such an enormous international airport for what seems like at least 24 hours?
Absolutely, big time, because this is not a good look for Heathrow Airport. It's also not a good look for the government, which recently agreed to allow Heathrow to expand. Heathrow wants to construct a third runway, which would lead to a significant increase in its capacity. It is part of the British government's growth agenda. But when people see what has happened here today, how one fire at one electrical substation can cause a major airport to close, causing the cancellation of so many flights, people will have many questions being asked as to how this can happen and how something like this can be avoided in the future.
Tommy, thank you very much. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell. Well, Aer Lingus says it's cancelling all flights to and from Heathrow until further notice. Donald Moriarty is the airline's chief corporate affairs officer and he's on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for talking to us. So far, how many of your flights have been affected?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yeah, so we've cancelled all our services to and from London Heathrow today. That's 38 flights in total out of Dublin, Cork, Shannon and Ireland West Airport. That's approximately 5,500 passengers have been impacted by the closure at Heathrow today. So we've spent the morning, indeed started very early this morning, contacting our customers that have been impacted by SMS and by email to notify them of the disruption and to inform them of the options they have available to them.
If someone is scheduled to fly to or from Heathrow over the next couple of days, what should they do?
Well. Firstly, the customers or passengers impacted today have a number of options available to them. They can apply for a refund. They can change their flight without a change fee applying. And if they have an urgent or imminent requirement to travel, they can contact us and engage directly with our customer care team to arrange reaccommodation. We've had about 1,000 customers have already applied to us today for refunds, and over half of those applications have already been processed. So we are engaging directly with customers to try to give them the best option available to them.
But are you getting any information from Heathrow or from the authorities in London about what the picture might be over the next couple of days?
Well, our operations team are in close contact with Heathrow and we will resume our schedule and our services as soon as possible. We've cancelled everything for today. We're very hopeful that our services will operate tomorrow. There may be some knock-on effects from today's airport closure that will need to be worked through. Will become clearer later today as we continue to consult with London Heathrow and indeed as other airlines continue to consult with them.
And those passengers who have found themselves stranded today, will they be compensated?
Yeah, I mean, our first priority is to give them the options that are available, either reaccommodating, changing their flight or refund. But obviously, we will, of course, comply with all of our disruption obligations. But as I say, our immediate focus is giving them real and available options.
Can I pick up on something there mentioned by Tommy? Are you surprised that an entire airport, an airport as huge as Heathrow, could be brought to a standstill like this?
It is concerning, but I'm very conscious, Rachel, that I'm not privy to the full facts of the causes of it. So I'm loath to be critical in that regard. But it is a concern that an airport can be shut in such circumstances. But I really don't want to prejudge the causes and the outcome of this.
All right. Donald Moriarty of Aer Lingus, thank you for talking to us. Well, we're going to take a look now at what's happening in a number of airports. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, is on the line. Conor, you have the latest information from Belfast City and City of Derry airports. What are they saying?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yes, that's right. The impact really being felt at those two airports, principally Belfast City Airport and the City of Derry Airport, just outside Derry City, of course. Belfast City Airport would be the one with the biggest number of flights, I think, at the Heathrow. Passengers due to fly at any point today were told from quite early on not to travel to the airport, but to contact their airline. There are 6 or 7 British Airways flights a day from Belfast City Airport to Heathrow. All have been cancelled today. It is showing some scheduled flights for tomorrow, but obviously that may change as the airlines try to get themselves back and get the planes all back in the right places tomorrow. The City of Derry Airport, Logan Air runs 3 flights a day in both directions to Heathrow. Passengers again have been told not to go to the airport but to speak to the airline directly. There is some good news for travellers in Northern Ireland. That's because Belfast International flies to a number of other London airports, including Luton, Gatwick and Stansted, with carriers like Ryanair and EasyJet. So people do have a number of other options if they can't get on those Heathrow flights. And just an interesting aside before I leave you, Rachel, of course, people may be aware that King Charles and Queen Camilla have been on a 3-day visit to Northern Ireland. They flew in here earlier this week. I don't think they're going to be affected because obviously they weren't on a scheduled flight. But some of their close protection officers who accompanied them on that royal visit do now face a rather convoluted journey back to London through places such as Southampton, because they have been affected by the cancellation of those scheduled flights.
Conor, thanks indeed. Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent. To Cork next, we're joined by Barry Holland, who's communications manager with Cork Airport. Barry, have you had many flights cancelled today?
Good afternoon, Rachel. As of today, and due to the impacts obviously at London Heathrow Airport, four outbound Aer Lingus services to London Heathrow have been cancelled, and the corresponding four inbound services have been cancelled. So eight in total, four in and four out.
Okay, and what's the picture then in the coming hours? What are you advising people?
Well, our advice has remained consistent, Rachel, in terms of any passengers that may have been affected by today's cancellations. Is obviously the first port of call is to contact their airline directly. Now, that may be obviously Aer Lingus, but given the fact that London Heathrow is such an important connection hub for passengers travelling out of Cork, a lot of passengers may have booked as well on the British Airways website and would have been looking to avail of services from T5 in London Heathrow across the wider global British Airways network. So regardless of whether it is Aer Lingus or British Airways or indeed a travel agent as well, our advice to passengers is obviously to check with their airline directly in terms of rebooking and refund options.
Barry, thank you. We can also talk now to Mary Considine. She's the CEO of Shannon Airport. Mary, I know a number of flights were diverted to Shannon earlier in the day. Are those passengers still with you?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Those passengers have all left the airport now at this stage. So early this morning, the first flight arrived about 4:30, and over the next couple of hours, we took a number of diversions from the transatlantic, from British Airways, Virgin and United. So all of those passengers were disembarked and you know, handled through the airport and put on their way on buses to various hotels in the region. And it was on top of a very busy morning in the airport. In any event, Friday mornings are busy. So very busy morning, but all handled well.
Yeah. So what's the story then? Again, the same question to yourself about the coming hours and who knows, maybe the coming days. Have you had many flights cancelled and are you expecting others to be cancelled?
Well, our direct services with Aer Lingus into Heathrow have been cancelled. And as Barry and others have been saying already on your programme, our advice to all passengers is to contact the airline directly to be reaccommodated or their flights changed or refunded. But all other flights are operating to schedule. And indeed, Aer Lingus transatlantic flights are operating as normal, just in case there's any confusion with intending passengers. So our advice is London Heathrow, contact your airline. All other services are operating to schedule. And we remain open and willing to take any additional diversions if required. We have the capacity to do so. But by and large, most flights have been cancelled at this stage, the fact that Heathrow is closed.
Mary, thank you very much. We're heading next to Dublin Airport, where a significant number of flights have been affected today. Our reporter, Carol Coleman, is at Terminal 2. Carol, what can you tell us?
Well, Rachel, it's been all hurry up and wait here at Terminal 2. From what I've seen for most of the morning, the passengers from those cancelled flights working very closely with their airlines to try and find other ways to their destination, either today or tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow doesn't suit everyone, so a small few people I spoke to had just abandoned plans for their weekends away in London. But the majority of those who are here are people on long-haul flights, going back to the US, going to India, going to Saudi Arabia, who have to find a way to get to their destinations. I spoke to a few of those people.
I expect to be in London because we're on a trip. We're going to miss our tour that we started on tonight, but that ain't happening.
I got an email at, I think it was like 7 in the morning, saying that my flight had been cancelled. So now I'm trying to get to London today, but the only option is, I think, to get a flight to Birmingham. But it seems all the flights are fully booked up now.
Was there something special you were going for?
We were going to see the musical and I had a hotel booked and everything we did.
It's not great. It's been pretty tiring. Not much sleep, but we're trying to make the best of it.
We're just like, we don't really know what happened. There was a fire. All the planes got diverted, so we're stopping here.
There isn't really anything we can do about it. I think British Airways have been quite good and trying to manage the situation.
Sure, so now we've been rerouted to JFK in New York with Aer Lingus helped us. We were originally British Airways, but Heathrow is shut down. So, yeah, through many different queues, they worked it out. We think we're going to get home tonight.
What's your thoughts on it today? Are you happy to be on your way?
I don't think we'd have been shut down by a fire. They would have rerouted power.
Some voices there from Terminal 2. Now, Graham McQueen is with me. He's the spokesperson for the Dublin Airport Authority. Graham, what is the latest information you have for us?
Well, the latest information is that we're still waiting to find out when Heathrow is going to reopen again. So for today, all flights have gone between Dublin and Heathrow. So passengers are having to make their way using alternate flights or, as you say, abandoned plans. So we're waiting to find out what's going to happen over the weekend. The expectation is, though, that there will still be some disruptions. So anyone flying over the coming days, you need to stay close to your airline to find out what's happening.
Now, the airport here is busy because people going to other destinations continue to move through. Any knock-on effect on those flights yet that are not involved with Heathrow?
Not so far. Things are moving really well today. It's a busy Friday. You will have about 80, 90,000 passengers going through. So everything else is moving well. A lot of people trying to find their way onto other flights. The ticket desks for British Airways and Aer Lingus a bit busier than normal. But a lot of people are rightly choosing to try and rebook online, which is the right way to go.
And the estimated time for reopening of Heathrow remains at midnight. But can flights from here just jump into action, or will there be a delay?
Yeah, well, it depends on the airlines and where their planes are. We would expect to get back up and running on our side in terms of those Heathrow flights pretty quickly, but it depends on what's happening on the Heathrow side. We're ready to go here in Dublin, but stay close to your airline is the message if you're flying over the coming days.
Graham McQueen, thank you very much for joining me. And Rachel, just a final note on that group of Argentinian students who were stranded here this morning on their way to London. They are still here. The last I saw of them, they were rebooking with another airline at extra expense to get over to London. So not the best start to their trip of a lifetime, their London student exchange, but they'll have plenty to write about.
Carol, thank you very much. Carol Coleman there at Dublin Airport.